Hello and welcome. Today we spend a second day looking at the shepherds from Luke chapter 2. Yesterday we looked at the visitation of the angels proclaiming the birth of Jesus and really proclaiming the gospel message to these smelly, sweaty, insignificant shepherds. And because of it, their lives went from the mundane to the miraculous. Now, in today's devotional, I want to look at two responses of the shepherds to the birth of Jesus. We'll look at a third one tomorrow. And all three of these responses, I believe, are the same responses that you and I need to give in light of Jesus if our lives are going to not be mundane, but that instead, we will be part of the miraculous, redemptive story of Jesus. Let's take a look at the first response in verses 15 and 16. Luke chapter 2, it says, "When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger." Notice the words "go" and "went" and "with haste." The New Testament Greek word for haste is spudo. Spudo, it's actually where we get our English word speed. And so the idea of haste means to hurry up. It can also mean to desire earnestly. As they received this news, there was nothing more urgent, nothing more important than going and meeting baby Jesus. You know, it's one thing to hear the message of Jesus. It's another thing to embrace it. These shepherds sought with a sense of urgency the Messiah. Their lives went from the mundane to the miraculous because, number one, this is the first of two responses we'll look at today. Number one, they came to Jesus. They came to Jesus. Nobody's born a Christian. Growing up in a church doesn't make you a Christian. Having Christian parents doesn't make you a Christian. Like the shepherds, we must come to Jesus. We must embrace Him alone for salvation. We can't simply add Jesus to our lives. We must accept Him as Lord of all, or He's not Lord at all. That was their first response. Above all else, they came to Jesus. Look at the second response in verse 17 and 18. It says, "And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them." The second response after coming to Jesus was that, number two, they shared Jesus. They shared Jesus. These lowly shepherds were the very first people ever to share the good news of Jesus being born. I mean, shepherds that couldn't even be trusted in the court of law, it says that it caused the people to be filled with wonder. What had changed about these lowly shepherds that now people were listening? Well, what had changed was that they met the Savior. And the joy just radiated from them. It was obvious that something was different. Remember this. If the gospel has truly gotten a hold of you, you will want to give it away to others. Let me say that again. If the gospel has truly gotten a hold of you, you will want to give it away to others. C.S. Lewis wrote that the Son of God became a man to enable men to become sons of God. When we Soak that in each and every day. Just remind ourselves each and every day that we went from condemned sinners to the sons and daughters of the King because of Jesus. Then sharing the gospel won't be a burden. It'll be something that we want to do because we want others to experience the joy and peace that we're experiencing in our lives. You want your life to count? To experience the miraculous instead of the mundane? Like the shepherds, make sure that you've truly come to Jesus, repented of sin, and placed your faith in the death and resurrection of Christ. And secondly, make it your priority each and every day with your life and with your words to make Jesus known to others. Do that and watch what God will do in and through your life. You don't feel like you have much to offer? Remember the shepherds. Once the gospel's gotten a hold of us, we'll want to give it away to others.